Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, a new variant of COVID-19 designated EG.5 and named Eris is leading to an increase in COVID cases and hospitalizations across the country. The variant is a descendant of Omicron, and the HSE says it's more transmissible than previous circulating variants. But does it make people sicker than previous strains of the virus, and should we be concerned? Well, joining me now on the line is Dr. Gerald Barry, Assistant Professor of Virology at UCD. Dr. Barry, thanks very much for joining us. I hate to even say it, it dampens people's spirits, but COVID is still out there. Some people will be aware of it, obviously, and particularly the vulnerable. What about this new variant?
Yeah, we can probably hear the nation giving us a collective sigh at the moment as we kind of revisit this topic again.
Just as the weather lifted as well, yeah.
just to keep moods level.
Don't want to bring people down, but should we be worried?
No. Look, this variant, based on evidence currently, is no different really in terms of the disease it's causing compared to any of the previous variants that we've seen. So it's just one of a long line of new variants that are causing waves of infection. But there's nothing particularly worrying about this one compared to any of the other variants that have circulated up to now.
The HSE says hospital admissions are up. Are we talking about significant numbers?
Well, in the last 2 weeks, it's gone from, according to data, 136 cases in hospital to 414 cases as of 8 o'clock this morning. So cases have gone up, but this is a kind of a typical trend that we see every time there's a new wave of COVID. Cases increase in the population, and a percentage of those will unfortunately end up in hospital. And a very small percentage will be severely ill and may die from it. So, you know, this, although we kind of like perhaps have an attitude of COVID is finished, it very clearly isn't. It's still making some people, granted a small percentage of those that get infected, but still making some people very severely ill. And so this kind of pattern of cases increasing, cases decreasing, this is the pattern we've been seeing now for a number of years, since the vaccinations have been introduced. So in a way, there's nothing new, but it, I suppose, highlights the fact that even though this isn't particularly severe or more severe than any of the other variants, COVID in general still makes people sick, particularly those that are in vulnerable categories.
So should they be taking precautions again, the immunocompromised, those who might be more at risk?
Yeah, I think so. Unfortunately, the general, I suppose, state of play in the country is that we kind of plow on and we allow the virus to circulate freely throughout the population. And of course, what that does then is it puts emphasis on those that are particularly vulnerable to perhaps take personal responsibility over their own health. And so whenever the virus is circulating at high levels, such as it is at the moment, I think those within those kind of cohorts have to be particularly mindful of their own behaviour, their own interactions with people, and maybe take extra precautions or ask others to take extra precautions if they're interacting with other people that may be carrying the virus, for example.
And for others who may have cold symptoms, they just need to be aware, maybe a little bit more careful around people who might be at more risk, as usual.
Yeah, I think that's the point. I think, you know, we know that this virus can cause a very severe disease, in particular the immunocompromised. So I think anybody really, if they're meeting anyone that they would consider vulnerable, they really should be taking precautions, because it's not a disease. You know, we can't discount the fact that this can be a severe disease in certain people. So people should be mindful of symptoms. But even without symptoms, I think personally, if I was going to see somebody that was particularly vulnerable, I would actively take antigen tests in advance of visiting that person, because I don't want to be the person that passes on SARS-CoV-2 to somebody. That could potentially make that vulnerable person particularly sick. So, yeah, I think everyone needs to be a little bit mindful. I'm not suggesting that people necessarily change their behaviour, but take personal responsibility a little bit and do be mindful of those particularly vulnerable cohorts.
Sound advice. Thank you very much for joining me on Drive Time this evening, Dr. Gerald Barry, Assistant Professor of Virology at UCD.